Section 39. The hearts of the children shall turn to their fathers. Reading assignment. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 2. Section 110, verses 13 to 16. Section 138. Joseph Smith, History, Chapter 1, verses 37 to 39. Our Heritage, pages 98 to 99. 101 to 102. 105 to 107. On the 3rd of April, 1836, in the Kirtland Temple, the prophet Elijah appeared to Joseph Smith and Oliver Cowdery. What was Elijah's purpose in visiting Joseph and Oliver? See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 110, verses 13 to 16. See also Doctrine and Covenants, Section 2. Joseph Smith, History, Chapter 1, verses 38 to 39. In 1894, President Wilford Woodruff received a revelation from the Lord about genealogical work. Our Heritage, page 101. What does this revelation teach about families? How does the revelation help fulfill the prophecy about turning the hearts of the children to their fathers? Page 21. In October of 1918, President Joseph F. Smith received a revelation about the redemption of the dead. See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 138. What do you learn from this revelation? In April of 1998, President Gordon B. Hinckley announced a goal to have 100 temples in operation by the end of the century. How has this increase in temple construction affected you? How can having more temples affect those who have died without receiving the gospel? Scripture Chain. Temple Work for the Dead. 1 Peter, Chapter 4, Verse 6. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 2. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 110, Verses 13 to 16. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 138, Verses 32 to 34. Joseph Smith History, Chapter 1, Verses 38 to 39. Scriptures relating to Section 39. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 110, Verses 13 to 16. 13. After this vision had closed, another great and glorious vision burst upon us. For Elijah the prophet, who was taken to heaven without tasting death, stood before us and said, Behold, the time has fully come, which was spoken of by the mouth of Malachi, testifying that he, Elijah, should be sent, before the great and dreadful day of the Lord come. 15. To turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the children to the fathers, lest the whole earth be smitten with a curse. 16. Therefore the keys of this dispensation are committed into your hands, and by this ye may know that the great and dreadful day of the Lord is near, even at the doors. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 2, Verses 1 through 3. 1. Behold, I will reveal unto you the priesthood, by the hand of Elijah the prophet, before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. 2. And he shall plant in the hearts of the children the promises made to the fathers, and the hearts of the children shall turn to their fathers. 3. If it were not so, the whole earth would utterly be wasted at his coming. Joseph Smith History, Chapter 1, Verses 38 to 39. 38. And again he quoted the fifth verse thus, Behold, I will reveal unto you the priesthood by the hand of Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. 39. He also quoted the next verse differently. And he shall plant in the hearts of the children the promises made to the fathers, and the hearts of the children shall turn to their fathers. If it were not so, the whole earth would be utterly wasted at his coming. Scriptures relating to Scripture Chain, Temple Work for the Dead. 1 Peter, Chapter 4, Verse 6. For this cause was the gospel preached also to them that are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the Spirit. Refer again to Doctrine and Covenants, Section 2, and Doctrine and Covenants, Section 110, verses 13 to 16. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 138, verses 32 to 34. 32. Thus was the gospel preached to those who had died in their sins, without a knowledge of the truth, or in transgression, having rejected the prophets. 33. These were taught faith in God, repentance from sin, vicarious baptism for the remission of sins, the gift of the Holy Ghost by the laying on of hands, 34, and all other principles of the gospel that were necessary for them to know in order to qualify themselves that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the Spirit. Refer again to Joseph Smith History, Chapter 1, verses 38 to 39. End of the scriptures relating to scripture chain, temple work for the dead. End of Section 39, The Hearts of the Children Shall Turn to Their Fathers.